Discovery won't launch till at least the end of the month. An ATR-72 is down in Cuba. And UPS and its pilots cooperate on safety and security. This is Aeronews. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, November 8th, 2010. NASA managers have rescheduled the next launch attempt for the shuttle Discovery to no earlier than November 30th at 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. The delay is intended to provide time for a careful analysis and repair of troublesome gas leaks, as well as time to pay some attention to the more recent problem of cracks developing in the insulating foam covering the external fuel tank. A Cuban airliner carrying 68 Cubans and others from Europe and Latin America went down Friday. There were no survivors. The accident reportedly happened about 5:42 p.m. Eastern Time, about 220 miles east of Havana. The flight had departed Santiago de Cuba and was en route to Havana and operates twice a week between Haiti and Havana with that interim stop. Fox News reports that flight was the last one out before the airport was closed due to the approach of Tropical Storm Tomas. Air and rail service were being suspended until the storm passed. The ATR-72 twin turboprop was operated by Aero Caribbean, which is owned by Cuba's state airline. Reuters reports the pilot did declare an emergency before the plane went down. In the wake of the toner cartridge bomb scare, United Parcel Service and the Independent Pilots Association, that's the collective bargaining unit for its 2,800 pilots, have signed a memo of understanding establishing joint safety and security task forces. Both will be made up of 6 members, 3 from each party. The safety task force will address issues including an emergency vision assurance system, full-face oxygen masks, fire mitigation and suppression, checklists and procedures for smoke and fire, and the carriage of lithium batteries. The security task force will address communication and coordination, procedures, improved access to security directives, perimeter security, and background checks for those who have access to UPS aircraft. IPA President Captain Robert Thrush expressed appreciation for the company's cooperation and added, quote, UPS and IPA acknowledge that the air cargo express package industry faces unique threats in the era of global terrorism. We also recognize the key role our pilots can play in the mitigation and management of these threats, both from the flight deck and by working together to improve cargo security and screening, unquote. Up next on ANN, the FAA wants SMS required for airlines. Africa will be a hot airliner market, and the Air Force's inventory is now in a database. You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through innovation. It's what led us to develop Cirrus Flying 2.0, the framework for a bold new take on private aviation. And as a result, the gap between the aircraft we produce and those of our competitors continues to widen. Cirrus knows where the personal aircraft industry is headed. We're already there.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for November 8th. I'm Paul Plack. SMS, for Safety Management Systems, has been a buzzword lately, and the FAA is demonstrating its belief in the concept. At its core, SMS means a closed-loop safety improvement system that includes components of safety policy, risk management, safety assurance, and safety promotion. The FAA proposes to require formal SMS for scheduled air carriers and a few others, operating under Part 121. The rule would define expectations but not prescribe details, which the FAA says will allow for development and implementation of SMS that match the size, complexity, and business models of diverse organizations in ways appropriate to their unique systems and operating environments. The estimated impact on the industry would be $390 million, and the estimated benefit $470 million. The proposal conforms to ICAO provisions. SMS proposals would be due from all affected carriers within 6 months of the rule becoming final, with implementation over 3 years. In a report published by Flight Global, Boeing and Airbus estimate Africa will require between 620 and 929 new aircraft over the next 20 years. That would more than double the continent's current fleet of 660. However, to face the massive influx of new aircraft encompassing high technologies, airport technology and infrastructure would have to keep pace to enhance traffic capacity and ensure safety. Airports Council International's data highlights the significance. In the first 6 months of 2010, airports in Europe and North America posted only 1.6% and 1.3% increases, respectively, in passenger traffic. But the Middle East grew at 14.6%, Asia Pacific at 13%, Latin America and the Caribbean at 11.7%, and Africa at 9.8%. The International Quality and Productivity Center's Airport Expansion and Development Africa 2010, being held November 29th through December 2nd at the Hilton in Nairobi, Kenya, will bring together governments, airport authorities, civil aviation authorities, and airline operators to discuss strategies and opportunities for growth in the African airport development market. You can get details in the text version of this story, dated November 7th, at aero-news.net. Dr. Rebecca Grant, director of the Mitchell Institute for Air Power Studies, recently announced the publication of a Mitchell study titled Downsizing USAF, a 60-year analysis of Air Force aircraft inventory. A database of the full aircraft inventory of the U.S. Air Force will be released for the first time this week. The report illustrates force structure trends for airplanes and helicopters covering the years 1950 to 2009. The report's authors will also discuss implications for future defense budgets and programs during a presentation coinciding with the release. That's scheduled for 9:30 a.m. Wednesday at the Air Force Association's National Headquarters in Arlington, Virginia. Still ahead, a new option for pilots in wheelchairs. General Motors execs are again using business jets. And you may be a redneck if you're listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/piperaircraft.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3320.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, November 8th. I'm Paul Plack. An aircraft specifically modified to accommodate those who've lost the use of their legs has been developed by TL Ultralight, a manufacturer based in the Czech Republic. With a few changes, the TL-3000 Sirius can accommodate pilots confined to a wheelchair or who have other lower limb disabilities. The first delivery has been made to a customer in Hungary. TL says the modifications added to the aircraft are supplied at nominal charge and do not limit the aircraft from use with rudder pedals. The additional controls can be removed in just a few minutes. Photos supplied by the company show a fairly straightforward lever actuator for the rudder, with the pedals left in place. TL Ultralight is the company's name, but the plane is not light enough for operation under U.S. Part 103 ultralight vehicle rules, and it has two seats. Ultralight is the term used in Europe and some other places for planes which are comparable to light sport aircraft in the U.S. The company says the TL-3000 Sirius works in this application because of its wide entry door, the aft position of the wing strut, which allows unobstructed wheelchair entry, generous clearance on the yoke, and a large cabin. General Motors executives have again started using chartered business jets for travel between meetings, and there are reports the expense was approved by the Obama administration early in 2009. GM's expense policy allows renting corporate jets if its internal process deems it appropriate. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs tells the Detroit Free Press that reports of government approval of the GM policy are not accurate. GM spokesman Tom Wilkinson says the policy is consistent with requirements under the Troubled Assets Relief Program and its loan agreement with the Treasury Department. GM says the travel in question is a roadshow in which investors are pitched in an effort to raise nearly $50 billion to pay the government back. GM executives say the chartered jets are critical for getting from one meeting to another in a timely fashion as that effort continues. And finally today, pilots at Wautoma Airport in Wisconsin are probably hoping the jokes will end now that ground has been broken for a new 2,000-square-foot FBO building. The project is funded through the FAA's Airport Improvement Program and will provide a manager's office, flight planning area, flight training area, as well as restroom and shower facilities for transient pilots. Engineers, architects, and construction representatives were joined by politicians for the groundbreaking last Wednesday. The project is expected to be complete in late spring 2011. AIP funds are covering 90% of the cost, while the state of Wisconsin and city of Wautoma will each pay 5%. Oh, and the reference to jokes? The facility being replaced after 20 years of use is a double-wide mobile home. I can hear Jeff Foxworthy now. You may be a redneck if... That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, we keep getting better with more hours, up to a point. CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves discusses what happened to a very high-time pilot when he got a little too comfortable with IMC. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.